the Dua, the first thing which he got was the water of Zamzam which came out. So this is a very Mubarak and very blessed water. So much so that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when his heart was, and the body of Nabi alayhi salam was cut, and the heart was taken out and it was washed. So the ulama said the tree came from Jannat. But the water didn't come from Jannat, the water came from Zamzam. It shows that the water of Zamzam is even more valuable than the water of Jannat. Because the water of Jannat is Jannat water, but the water of Zamzam came through Qurbani and sacrifice. It's like the women of this world are much more beautiful than the women of Jannat. Because why? Because the women of this world, they've got Salat, they've got Zakat, they've got all the Sultan and Jumeirah. So they'll be much more beautiful than the women of Jannat. Because the women of Jannat, there was no Qurbani and sacrifice for the women of this world had made. Similarly, this water here became through sacrifice. So because of that, Allah Ta'ala has got a lot of value for it. That's why it's the most valuable water on the surface of the earth. And then the famous story after that, that when the tribe of Jurhum were living there, and they started disobeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then eventually the well of Zamzam was covered up. They did a lot of evils. So somebody covered up the well of Zamzam. And for many centuries it remained covered. Until the grandfather of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Abdul Muttalib, he eventually, he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that he was given a certain dream or whatever. And he made an nazar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if Allah ta'ala opens it up for him, then he must sacrifice one of his sons for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that they say that the year of the elephant, no, the some ulama have said that it was slightly before the day. Right, so it shows that one year before the Azhar, it seems like, and but it can't be one year before the Amul Fil. Because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's father most likely wasn't even born at that time. So quite a few years before. Anyhow, then Allah Ta'ala took out the well of Zamzam. And now after this well of Zamzam came out, now he got 10 children. And he had made a vow that one of his children will sacrifice in the path of Allah Ta'ala, the 10 child, if Allah gives him 10 children. And the 10 children happened to be the father of Nabi Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Abdullah. So now he had to make zaba of him. Now he had extreme love for him. So he asked some of the people, less one person told him, what you must do is, that you must draw lots. And you must take out, if the name of your son comes out, then normally 10 camels are used as blood money. Then draw lots again. And each time he carries on coming out, until eventually when it comes out the camels, then you cut how many camels has come out. So he continued doing that. And eventually after the 10th time, each time the name of Abdullah came, each time. So he increased another 10, 20, 30, 40, until eventually he came to 100. And now when he reached 100 now, now he realized that this is how many camels he used. So he cut 100 camels. And this was a ransom for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of the titles was Ibn Zabihatayn, the son of two Zabihs. Because Ismail alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his forefather also was Zabihullah, and his father also was Zabihullah. He was supposed to be slaughtered for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, but he was supposed to be slaughtered because the Zamzam water was found because of him. But then eventually, he was saved. And through the barakat of the day, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born. So anyhow, this, all of them have mentioned. Then how many years has the Zamzam well being on the surface of the earth? So according to ulama, altogether about 4,843 years. They're close to 5,000 years. Zamzam water has come on the surface of the earth. So much of barakat and blessings, 5,000 years and it's continued flowing. And how many millions of people have drunk from the water of Zamzam? It shows the barakat and blessings of this water. And so, the names of Zamzam, ulama have mentioned, there's so many different names of Zamzam water. And there's a famous thing in Arabic, Kasratul Asama, Tadullu ala Kasratil, like Fazail, what's the word of the statement, Jay? You see, وَعَلَمْ بِأَنَّ كَثْرَةَ الْأَسَامِ تَلَالَةٌ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ الْمُسَمَّى سَامِ. The lot of names, it shows that the thing which is being named is very high and very, very lofty. So the ulama have taken out then from the names of Zamzam, quite a few names. We only know the name Zamzam, but it's called Baraka, Mubaraka, Barra, Bushra, Tuktam, Maktuma, Haramiya, Hafiratu Abdul Muttalib, Rakatu Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazmatu Jibreel, Hamzatu Jibreel, Ar-Rawa, which is a person's term, is called Zamzam, Salima, Siqayatul Haji, Sayyida, Shabba'a, Safiya, Shafa'u Suq min Sharabul Abrar, Tahira. What in what names? And all them have given so many different names of Zamzam water. In this kitab they have mentioned these 40 names of Zamzam. Now here they got another, more even, 54 names of Zamzam. See, and there might be even much more than this, yeah. And amongst one of the names of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, ulama have mentioned that Nabi was also called Zamzami. One of his titles was Sahibu Zamzam, or Zamzami, person who is connected to the Zamzam well. Then regarding the fazail and the virtues of Zamzam, there's so many different virtues of it. In one narration it comes that Zamzam is actually one of the chashmas, one of the streams from among the streams of Jannat. What's the meaning of this? What does it mean, the stream of Jannat? Does it actually come from Jannat, or when this world will be destroyed, it will be put in Jannat? Well, there's a lot of differences, but any of the hadith says, فَإِنَّا مِنْ عُيُونِ الْجَنَّةِ. It is one of the streams of Jannah. The other point which I had mentioned earlier, it is the first of the thamarat, the fruits, which Allah Ta'ala had given to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he made dua to Allah Ta'ala, that وَرْزُقْهُمْ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَشْكُرُونَ. Allah grant them thamarat. Some ulama say, let's say when you go to Makkah Mukarramah, eat from the fruits. Because the eating of the fruits in Makkah Mukarramah is the dua, the manifestation of the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam 5,000 years ago. Mm-hmm. And they say in Makkah Mukarramah, since you don't get fruits being grown. Mm-hmm. But fruits come from all over the world, and the best of fruits, mm-hmm, first class fruits, they come to Makkah Mukarramah. Mm-hmm. What a system Allah Ta'ala has made. So this is the thamarat. And one of the thamarat means the effects of something. They say it's the water of Zamzam. This one. Then they say another barakat and blessing of Zamzam is, it's the cause of life in Makkah Mukarramah and people living in Makkah Mukarramah. That's such a great thing, because Makkah Mukarramah is at the center of the world and it needs life. So Zamzam water was there. Then they say it's also amongst ayatim, fihi ayatum bayinatum. And Allah Ta'ala says in Makkah Mukarramah there are many ayat, clear ayat and signs. So ulama say amongst the clear signs of Allah Ta'ala is Hajar al-Aswad, the Hatim, the Zamzam water, which came out. Right? So these are amongst the great signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which has his place there. Then they say also, another ayat of the Quran, Allah says, لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ. When people go for Makkah Mukarramah for Hajj, لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ. They can witness the benefits which they are going to get. So one of the benefits which they get is Zamzam water. Because how many people who drank Zamzam water and they were very, very sick, and Allah Ta'ala has removed all the sicknesses from them. How much of benefit you will get, manafia. The du'as the person makes, inshallah, which will do. Some of the beautiful du'as which people made when they drank Zamzam water, and how Allah Ta'ala accepted it from them. There's one hadith from the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, خَيْرُ مَاءٍ عَلَىٰ وَجِ الْأَرْضِ مَاءُ زَمْزَمْ. The best water which is on the surface of the earth is Zamzam water. فِيهِ تُعَامُ الطُّعْمُ وَشِفَاءُ السُّقْمُ. It is the food of all, whatever food a person needs. And it's a cure for many, many sicknesses of a person. That's the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam won't be speaking illa in huwa illa wahyu yuha. Whatever he speaks is definitely wahy and revelation. So that's definitely, if Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying this is the best water on the surface of that, definitely was Zamzam water. Another achieve point the ulama mentioned is that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, the Zamzam water could have come out by itself. The Hajar made effort and sacrifice. Allah Ta'ala could have made the water just spring out like that. But Allah Ta'ala didn't make it just spring out like that. Allah Ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. Mm-hmm. So the Jibreel alayhi salam can also be a means of the Zamzam water coming into existence. Mm-hmm. So this created more honor to Zamzam water. And even the place of Zamzam water could have come anywhere in the world. But Allah Ta'ala, in the most mubarak and blessed place on the surface of the earth, is Makkah Mukarramah. Allah Ta'ala made Zamzam water come out there. And Zamzam water is the one I told you to mention also, by which the heart of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was washed more than one time. That's what is also another fazilat of it. And one other barakat and blessings of this is, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam once went to the Zamzam water, and we removed some bucket of water for him. He drank the water, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam placed his Mubarak saliva back into that bucket, and then took the whole bucket and he put it into the Zamzam water. And he said, so from here ulama see that the barakat and blessings, the barakat of his Mubarak saliva, is also as for foreign to the Zamzam water. So So normally, you know, you see a person when he's pious, people drink from somewhere, and he also wants to drink that water. Right? So the ulama say that the water of Zamzam was full of barakat, but the barakat only increased more when Nabi Alayhi Salaam put his saliva there. Well, ladhatan ala ladhatin, the enjoyment actually increased. Wa shifaan ala shifaan. Wa nuran ala nurin. One cure over cure. Nur over light over light. Wa tuhran ala tuhrin. Bimajihi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi dalwin kad uhrika fi zamzam. And it just increased the purity of it. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam placed his mubarak saliva and blessings in there. So what a great thing this is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And why it is a great black tariqs in here? It's a famous story we know. That Abu Musa radiallahu anhu says what is the riwayat here? Okay, no, I can't remember this, I can't understand it very well. Take any of the barakat and blessings of Nabi alayhi salam saliva. Isn't Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu once was sick? And then Nabi alayhi salam took his saliva and he put it over his eyes. And then the sickness which was in his eyes was removed. So they say when Nabi alayhi salam could put his saliva there, he also in this water here, we're getting the saliva of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. How much more barakat and blessings is in this water? Then they say, Zamzam water, one benefit of his ta'amu tu'amin. It's food for a person. There are many people and many pious people that when Hazrat Hajar was the first person, she survived on that water for quite a while. She was only drinking that water because there was no food there at that time. She survived for quite a while. And many, many buzruks and pious people, they also used to, it was their habit. Right? So Hazrat Umm Ayman radiallahu anha, who used to grow up Nabi alayhi salam when he was small. So he said, I never saw Nabi alayhi salam complaining when he was small or either big of hunger and thirst. He used to go in the morning and drink Zamzam water. I used to place the food in front of him. He said, I don't need this here. I am full. So this riwayat is very weak, whatever. But then there is one narration which comes in the kitabs of Tariq. Hazrat Abu Zar Ghifari radiallahu anhu, he says, for 30 days and nights he remained in Makkah Mukarramah. He had no food and no drink besides Zamzam. But just by drinking Zamzam, he actually picked up weight. Just by drinking water. Otherwise, normally a person doesn't pick up weight just by drinking water. So this is also another barakat and blessings. And then eventually he accepted Islam. When Buzruk Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullahi says, I saw people who use Zamzam water as just ghiza, as food. And they lived for many, many days. Some of them half month or even more than half month. They never found any hunger. And they used to make tawaf of Kaaba Sharif just like how other people are doing it. And somebody has informed me, sometimes the people would remain like this for 40 days. They wouldn't have anything at all. Another Sheikh Abdul Rashid Ibrahim al-Tatari, rahmatullahi, one of the ulama of the Tatars in Osmani Khilafat. So he says, I stayed for weeks just living on Zamzam to remove my hunger. Right? So he says, my tajruba and experience. So I, fi'aliyatan qat'iyatan. It's an action which I definitely did. There's no shak, there's no doubt in it, there's no shubha in it. So this is one great benefit of Zamzam water. It creates, removes, it's like food for a person. If a person wants to survive on it, it'll be sufficient for a person. Another benefit of Zamzam water is shifa min kulli da. It's a cure from every kind of sickness. The famous story, in the hadith of Nabi alayhi salam, it comes actually. Fi tu'amu tu'am wa shifa'u sukam. It is a shifa and cure for every kind of sickness. So, the Usul ulama have mentioned many stories of many people who had read the Zamzam, drank Zamzam, and they had certain kind of sicknesses, and Allah Ta'ala removed it. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu mentioned in one hadith, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ma'u Zamzam lima shuriba lahu. Fa'in sharibtau tastashfi bi shafaqallahu. Zamzam water is for the whatever it's drunk for. If you drink it to get shifa by means of it, Allah will grant you shifa. So many of us, when you drink the Zamzam water, the dwarf Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, we need to drink Zamzam water. Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'a wa rizqan wasi'a wa shifa'an min kulli. That is a very, very comprehensive dua. This is ilman nafi'a and rizqan wasi'a, an abundance of sustenance, wa shifa'an min kulli da. But when you make intention of shifa'an min kulli da'in, sahiratin, zahirin wa batinin. Every kind of sickness, zahiri sickness also and batinin sickness. Whenever we think of sickness, we only think of zahiri sicknesses, outward sicknesses. Right, Wahab ibn Munabbi rahmatullah alayhi wa tabi, he says, I take a qasam by Allah whose control my life lies. Anybody who goes towards Zamzam water and he drinks from there, until he makes tadallu', tadallu' means he drinks to his full, he can't fill anymore. Except that sicknesses will be removed from him. And Allah will create in him shifa. But shifa will be created for that person. But the tadallu', that's why one of the sunnats of Zamzam water is, especially after finishing Umrah, you must stand. And you must drink and drink and drink until you are completely filled. Tadallu' means you can't drink anymore. This is one of the adab and etiquettes of Zamzam water. So when this goes into a person, inshallah, it removes many sicknesses. He says there are so many people who, what and what sicknesses they had. Doctors said it's impossible for a person to come right. And there was one story. This is like one is the stories of the people of the past. There was one Egypt story mentioned here. One man says that he saw a person in Masjid al-Haram next to Babu Safa. People all gathered around him. So I also went there. So as what happened to this person? So he opened up his mouth to have some. Actually, what happened was, he had like a kind of wood on top of his mouth. Yeah. So I said, what's wrong with him? So he said he was eating some sawik. Sawik is like porridge. Mm-hmm. And inside he didn't know there was a kind of blade there, or there was a needle. So while he was eating, that needle went into his throat. He got stuck there. And he couldn't close his mouth now. And he was like in mouth. His mouth is open. And he's suffering with the needle there, but he can't take it out also, and he can't let it go inside also. So he didn't know what to do. One person came to him and said, go to Zamzam water and drink there and make your intention and ask Allah Ta'ala for shifa. So he went, he drank Zamzam water. It was very difficult for him to drink. It wasn't going down the throat. But anyhow, he forced the water to go down and he went back to his place. He said, this person said, I went and did my work also. After a few days, I met him. There was nothing wrong with him. So I said, what happened to you? MashaAllah, what has happened to you? I drank Zamzam water and I came out. How you saw my condition? I came to one pillar and I lay back on there and my eyes closed and I fell asleep. And when I woke up, the needle was gone. I couldn't feel it at all.
Wow.
So there's one person. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah is mentioned about him. His son, Abdullah, says, I saw my mother drinking from the Zamzam water, asking Allah Ta'ala to give him shifa by means of it. And then he would take the Zamzam water and make masah, wipe his hands and his face with the Zamzam water. An incident is mentioned of one person. He had falaj. He said, Ibn Qutaybah rahmatullah alayhi says that I made hajj with a jamaat. One person, he had falaj, what you call paralysis. I saw him making tawaf of Baytullah completely free, safe from the paralysis. I said, how did this go away from you? He said, I went to Zamzam well, I took the water, and I wrote in a baratan, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Allahu alladhi la ilaha illahu, the whole ayat I wrote there. And when naziru min al-Qur'an ma wa shifa'un, and I said, oh Allah, if you are your Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I said, ma wa zamzam lima shuriba lahu. Zamzam is what it is drank for. And the Qur'an is your kalam. So Allah Ta'ala, through your grace and mercy, give me shifa. And then I put the zamzam water inside the tawiz, and I drank it up. And alhamdulillah, I got cured. And from that day till today, I got no falaj, I got no paralysis. Ibn Qayyim rahmatullah himself writes here, I and many other people have also tried many times that we, whenever we, by using Zamzam water for Shifa, we found many, many beautiful examples of this here. And he said, one day I was in Makkah Mukarramah, I got very sick. I couldn't find any doctors, any medicines. So I took ilaj by Zamzam. And Allah Ta'ala said, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. Only you do we worship and only you do we take help from. So I started drinking the Zamzam water, and I used to read upon it this ayat, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in, then I would drink it. And then by means of this, I found it complete. Shifa Allah Ta'ala granted to me. And so these are a few examples of this here. Allama Iraqi rahmatullah alayhi himself writes, what sicknesses he had. He had some inside his stomach, he had some, and he can't write. Some people, because of blindness, they drank Zamzam water, but he had yaqeen. Allah removed the blindness from them. Some people had, they write the stories of istisqa. Istisqa means the person can't stop drinking. So all the time his appetite just increases and increases. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took them out from there. So one person couldn't speak very well. He had a, but he says that the author of Jawharul Munazzam, I remember mentioning here, he says that now One person told to him, said to him, I was a small boy. I was reading to a Quran, learning Quran. One person whose surah was very frightening. So it became difficult now for me to memorize. So because I was frightened also of him. So a few days it was difficult. So he saw I never make use of it. He looked at me with a very stern eye. And he spoke very harshly to me. He never hit me, but because of this, I couldn't start speaking. I couldn't stand up also. I was just staring at his face. And perspiration started coming out from my body. Everything under me got wet. So this news reached my father. Every doctor he took me to that, they say there doesn't seem is any medication better than something called aflunia. My father didn't want to give it to me. Because this was a haram thing. So he said, I won't give my son anything haram, even though whatever happens to him. Right? Even if he was an old man, and he's about very old, I wouldn't have given him haram. Now when he's a youngster, I'm not going to do it. Then after that, he started giving me Zamzam water with the intention of Shifa. I started speaking. Eventually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed the knots from my tongue. And after that day, I became an expert, whatever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him. Right, so may Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq also. Allama Sha'rani rahmatullah alayhi says he had in his stomach, he had an ulcer in his stomach. But he continued drinking Zamzam water. The other doctors, they gathered together and they said, this person, we have to cut his stomach open. We have to remove this ulcer. But he continued, and Allah Ta'ala gave him complete shifa after that. One person, he said, I had celestial bowl. My urine was running all the time. I drank the Zamzam water, then it stopped completely. And so they say, if all the doctors had to gather together, and who are the doctors they've given cure to, there won't be a fraction of those who Allah Ta'ala granted afiyat and safety to, drinking Zamzam water. So whenever we are drinking Zamzam water also, we can take full advantage of this, yeah. And then, the other one is the dua, Zamzam. Whatever a person, ulama say one is sickness and one is especially for fever also. It removes fever of a person. Mao Zamzam yuthibu sudha, it removes headaches. One nadharu fihi yajlul basar. And a person looks at the Zamzam water also, it strengthens the eyes of a person. And a person just looks at Zamzam water. And this is ulama I've mentioned, certain narrations of it, Allahu alam. How sahih the narrations are. And then one chapter he's got here, Ma'u Zamzam lima shuriba lahu. Whatever intention a person makes, other besides sickness only, a person does it. So, there are many ulama who made a lot of niyats at that time. And subhanAllah, Allah Ta'ala gave them what and what ajib honors and maqam and status. Some ulama have mentioned a person who drinks Zamzam to quench himself, Allah will grant him, will quench him. If he drinks it for shifa, Allah will grant him shifa. If he drinks it because he got evil akhlaq, Allah will give him beautiful akhlaq. If he drinks it because his heart is very tightened, Allah will open it up for him. If he wants to remove the darkness in his chest, Allah will open it up for him. If he wants ghina nafs, to be independent, Allah will grant it to him. If he wants a certain need to be fulfilled, drink it, Allah will grant it to him. So all of these things. And they say like amongst the time of ijaba, when du'as are readily accepted, is when a person drink Zamzam water. So they say that's why it's better a person who is fasting, try to make iftari on Zamzam and Kajur. Because you're fasting, that's one way du'as are accepted. And if you can make Zamzam with Zamzam also, that just increases it. So it's much, much more better and Mubarak and blessed for a person. They say now, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, when he drank Zamzam water, he used to make this du'a, oh Allah, I'm drinking this water because in place of the thirst on the day of Qiyamah. Place of the thirst on the day of Qiyamah. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, his famous dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'a wa rizqan wasi'a wa shifa min kulli da. And a similar dua which comes like this from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to make every morning after Fajr Salat. But that dua is Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'a wa amalam mutakabbara wa rizqan wasi'a, if I'm not mistaken. Wa shifa min kulli da is mentioned here. But this he used to, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, by drinking Zamzam water. You see, this is a very jami'a dua, very comprehensive dua. Imam Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi made dua. And his dua when he drank Zamzam water, I must be the A'lamul Ulama. A'lamul Ulama. And he became A'lamul Ulama, the most knowledgeable of the Ulama. And you see when he saw Kaaba Sharif, that time also duas are readily accepted. So he made dua that, oh Allah, make me mustajabu dua. Whatever duas I make after this, they must be accepted. And when one dua gets accepted, then all the other duas will be accepted. So he made dua that Allah must make him Mustajabu Dua. This is the first time you see the Kaaba Sharif. The Dua's you make at that time is accepted. Abdullah ibn Mubarak, rahmatullahi, he turned and he made Dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, Wallahi, I have heard your hadith, ma'u zamzam lima shuriba lahu. I am drinking it for the thirst of the day of Qiyamah, and then he drank it up. Ibn Uyayna, rahmatullahi, he drank zamzam water with the intention that my sheikh, my ustad, must teach me 100 hadith. So he went and told his ustad. And ustad Sufyan told him, you know what, sit down. And then we mentioned 100 hadith to him. See, this was the talib and the students. Like example, one of you all doing zamzam water, ya Allah, let Madrasa, even in Ramadan, we must have sabaks. See, then you see like, the talib and desire a person has got now, you know, study even more. So this is like an intention a person can make. Imam Shafi, rahmatullahi, when you drink zamzam water, so you must shoot, shooting arrows. You must be like, on the target. So they say, I used to get either 10 out of 10 normally. Or sometimes 7 out of 7, or sometimes 9 out of 10. Right? And then he made dua for ilm, three things. He drank zamzam for three things. For rami, shooting the arrow. For knowledge, and you see today you can see how I am. And for entering into Jannah. I said, I got hope Allah Ta'ala will grant it to me. It's famous also this, Hakim Tirmizi, rahmatullahi. His kitab is famous also. So he also, he drank, okay, I can't understand what he's trying to say, yeah. There was another, some of our great ulama, they drank zamzam water like Allama Suyuti, rahmatullahi. Acha, Hafiz ibn Hajar, rahmatullahi, he made dua when he was young, that I asked Allah Ta'ala at that time, in the beginning of I started hadith, that Allah was granting me the condition of Allama Zahabi. In Hifz al-Hadith. And after 20 years I went and I found that I had much more knowledge of Hadith than what Allama Zahabi rahmatullahi had. Then I made dua to Allah that Allah give me a higher level than this also. And I hope Allah Ta'ala will grant it to him. His student Hafiz Sakhawi rahmatullahi said Allah Ta'ala accept fulfill his desire. And many other ulama have mentioned that he was even higher than Allama Zahabi rahmatullahi. So Allama Suyuti rahmatullahi, he also, he made intention that when in fiqh I must reach the rank of Sheikh Sirajuddin Bulkini rahmatullahi, and in hadith I must get the rank of Hafiz ibn Hajar rahmatullahi. So he said that Allah Ta'ala gave to Allama Suyuti rahmatullahi. See, what and what knowledge Allah Ta'ala has given to Allama Suyuti rahmatullahi, and how Allah accepted that, the khidmat of deen from him. Alright, so all these ulama, they, mashallah, for ilm and for, there was one of, Allama Zafar Ahmad Usmani rahmatullahi. Allama Zafar Ahmad Usmani rahmatullahi. So he said, the first time I went for many things of deen and dunya, and most of them I got. A second journey of Hajj, I also made many intentions, and many of them I got. Then the third one I also made, and I got hope in Allah Ta'ala, that inshallah Allah will grant it to me. He said, one thing I couldn't even speak. In the madrasa, I couldn't teach people because I had a stutter. Couldn't give khutbahs on the mimbar. So when the first time when we went for Hajj, I made an intention, Allah must remove it from me. And he said, today Allah has given me the tawfiq. I can give daras, I can give kitab al bayans, etc. And actually Allah has given me a very, very good level now of speech and giving. And people accept my words very, very easily. So anyhow, this is, we also make a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's much more other benefits, but inshallah this is sufficient, inshallah, for those who desire. One, two, masala, masail. There are many masail also they've mentioned in the kitab. One, like, a few adabs. As you stand and drink zamzam or sit and drink zamzam. Anybody knows? So there's ikhtilaf amongst the fuqaha. Some of them say it's better to stand, and some say it's makruh to stand, and it's better to sit. But they say the matter is a bit easy in this. When a person wants to stand and wants to sit, his views of different ulama on both sides. And the other thing is when a person drinks zamzam, bismillah in the beginning, alhamdulillah the ending, and tadallu', try and drink as much as possible. Now when you go to somebody's house, you visit somebody here in South Africa, they bring you only 1 10-liter back now. I don't expect you to drink the whole 10 liters of water. They give you one small cup, make qadr and value that, a small cup, whatever they give a person, and make dua at that time. Inshallah, Allah will bless a person. Now when must the dua be made, before or after? What's the deal for that? Somebody a few days ago, they asked me the question. Did they say, according to the Malikis and the Shafis, there's a khilaf. According to one of them, is before, and according to one of them, is after. I can't remember which one is. So that's what the Hanafis view. I never knew there is ikhtilaf in this masala also. In every masala there is ikhtilaf. So I went through all the fiqh kitabs and trying to check up now what's the masala. But there's no clear. But besides, it seems in our kitabs it's mentioned after you drink the Zamzam water, then you must make the dua. Because in the kitabs of Hajj, when they write it, they bring tadallu, you must have. And then they bring, after that, they bring the riwayat of Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhu, when he used to drink Zamzam water, then he used to read this dua. So outwardly, it seems that they are all making ishara and sign. That after drinking your Zamzam water, as our habit always do it before. But now I got a new idea. Same dua, you make it before, make it after. So inshallah, you can't lose out. You can double dua you're making. But it seems like outwardly in all the Hanafi kitabs, they always mention first drinking, and then they mention the narration of Abdullah ibn Abbas after the day. So it seems like they're also making a sign that it's better to drink it after. You make your dua after drinking the Zamzam water. So when Allah gives us the opportunity, tawfiq, if a person has gone to Haramain Sharifin, take full benefit of drinking Zamzam water. Even here in South Africa, where today Allah has made Zamzam very easily available. Throughout the world, a person gets, everybody has drank Zamzam somewhere or the other. So, but when you get, it's a time of making dua. Duas are really accepted at this time. And especially the barakat and the blessings of this water. May Allah Ta'ala grant myself and all the first tawfiq to make Amal. SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah.